Coming up on episode number 451, it is an All Request Monday night with covers of Tom Petty, Peter Gabriel, Creedence, and Nat King Cole. All this and more, trivia and Tina. It's all coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a hoo-hoo. Come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Monday night. It's April 21st, 2008. My name is Brian Ibbett, and welcome to another edition of the All Request Show on Coverville, where I take your emails and your calls and your forum posts, weed out the requests and the ideas and the suggestions, and put them into a show for you. Tonight we got a great lineup of stuff, and I just want to go ahead and get things kicked off with a group called Saints of the Underground. Now, this is was a suggestion by Jim. Got a hold of the manager for the band, I guess it's the manager or the guy in charge. And Saints of the Underground is like a new supergroup. You know how there's groups like Traveling Wilburys, which are a combination of several performers who've been successful solo or with other bands. Asia is another one. King Crimson, I believe, is one. Saints of the Underground is a newer one, and the members are Jenny Lane from Warrant, the vocalist from Warrant, Bobby Blotzer and Robbie Crane, who are the drummer and bassist for Rat, and Carrie Kyle, who is the guitarist for Alice Cooper. Now, you can probably guess that with a lineup like that, it's going to be some heavy rockin' going on, and you won't be disappointed. It's a cover of Tom Petty's American Girl by Saints of the Underground.
Husbands don't know what he's done. Kids don't know what's wrong with mum. She can't say, they can't see. Putting it down to another bad day. Daddy don't know what he's done. Kids don't know what's wrong with mum. So this is how it feels to be lonely. This is how it feels to be small. This is how it feels when your word means nothing at all. Black car drives through the town. Some guy from the Charleston State left a note for a local girl.
Very rockin' first set for Coverville 451. That is This Is How It Feels by Carter USM. Carter, the unstoppable sex machine, if you fully extend all that out. That comes from an album they released, I believe it was a compilation of B-sides and rarities last year called You Fat Bastard. And it's a cover of one of my favorite songs of all time by a group called In Spiral Carpets. It was really big in the late 80s, early 90s, if I remember correctly. And that was a request by Chris, who wanted to hear some Carter USM on the show. Before that, you heard Saints of the Underground doing a cover of Tom Petty's American Girl. And you know what? I was mistaken in my notes as I was looking through them again. Jim is actually the promoter of the band. So it's not quite a request, but I did want to get it on today's show because this album comes out tomorrow, the brand new album by Saints of the Underground that includes this cover of American Girl. They also have a cover of Moonlight Mile by the Rolling Stones on there. And it should be a really, really good album. So thanks to Jim at Warrior Records for setting me up with that. Warrior Records, part of Universal Music Group. So hey, welcome UMG. American Girl, blah, blah, blah. Let's get to the sponsor for tonight's edition of Coverville. It's Audio Engine USA and their excellent Audio Engine W1 premium wireless audio adapter. This is a great tool, basically, for getting sound from here to over there wirelessly. It allows you to transmit sound from your laptop, be it a Mac or PC, over to some other thing, some other receiver, whether it be speakers or a full receiver sound system, stereo, one of those all-in-one component stereos, anything that's got an audio in sort of an auxiliary jack. You can get the audio from your laptop, desktop, computer, even, you know, things that aren't computers. You can get stuff from your iPod over to one of these sound systems or from your Xbox or your PS3 or your Wii. Basically, any combination you can think of will probably work with the Audio Engine W1. Want to be sure? Sure. Figure it out for yourself. Check it out by going to coverreel.com. Click on the link for Audio Engine USA. That'll take you to their website, and you can learn more about the Audio Engine W1 Premium Wireless Audio Adapter. I have one myself, and I use it for outdoors, actually. I hook the laptop up, and then the speakers out in the backyard, and then I can control the music playing at a party with everybody outside without actually having to have my laptop out there with me. So it's very, very handy. Let's get to another request here. Mark in New York City heard the recent commercial, I believe it's for GE, that features a cover of Creedence Clearwater Revival's Have You Ever Seen the Rain? Did some digging around and found out that that's performed by Juju Stolbach, and it's available now as a single from iTunes, so you can go check it out. I'll pull a link in the show notes so you can download a copy yourself. Here is Juju Stolbach with her cover of Have You Ever Seen the Rain?
Someone told me long ago there's a calm before the storm. I know it's been coming for some time. When it's over, so they say, it will rain a sunny day. I know, shining down like water. I wanna know, have you ever seen the rain? I wanna know, have you ever seen the rain? Coming down on a sunny day. Yesterday, sun is cold and rain is hard. I know, been that way for all my time. Till forever on it goes, through the circle fast and slow. I know, it can stop.
Could kill, they probably will, in games without frontiers. Whoa. games without frontiers, war without fears. She sang from tea. She sang from tea. Andre she has a red flag. Cheyenne chooses blue. They all have hills to fly them on, except for Ling Taiyu. Dressing up in costumes, playing silly games, hiding out in treetops, shouting out rude names. Whistling tunes, we hide in the dunes by the seaside. Listening tunes, we're kissing baboons in the jungle. It's a knockout. If looks could kill, they probably will. In games without frontiers, war without tears. If looks could kill, they probably will. In games without frontiers, war without tears. Games without frontiers, war without tears. Games without frontiers, war without tears. Games without frontiers, war without tears.
Very cool. I know I say that a lot, but that is very cool. Michael Knott with his cover of Peter Gabriel's Games Without Frontiers. That was a request by Mark in St. Louis. Excellent, excellent version there. Very stripped down acoustic cover there. The Michael Knott is actually from LSU and Lifesavers fame. Not sure. I'm actually not familiar with either of those, but maybe you are. Before that, you heard Have You Ever Seen the Rain by Juju Stuhlbach. She is formerly with or is also with the Mosquitoes, and that's going out to Mark in New York City. You can find that single on iTunes right now. Just do a search for Have You Ever Seen the Rain or Juju Stuhlbach, S-T-U-L-B-A-C-H, or just go to Coverville and click on the show notes because I'll have a link in there, of course. And that is going out to Mark in New York City. Let's get to a cover of L-O-V-E. Now, Justin is a big fan of the song. He likes the original a lot. He likes the version by Joss Stone, and he asked if I knew of any other really good versions, and I do. From 2002, an album called Uppers and Downers by a band named Fisher. They did a great cover of this song, and I'm going to let you hear it right now. Here's L-O-V-E by Fisher.
L is for the way you look at me. O is for the only one I see. Very, very extraordinary. E is even more than anyone that you adore. And love is all that I can give to you. Love is more than just a game for two. Two in love can make it
I can dim the lights and sing you songs full of sad things. We can do the tango just for two. I can serenade and gently play on your heartstrings. Be your Valentino just for you. Because I'm a good old-fashioned lover boy. Ooh, let me feel your heartbeat.
Go faster, faster.
Ooh, can you feel my love heat? Come on, sit on my hot seat of love and tell me how do you feel right after all. I'd like for you and I to go romancing. Say the word, your wish is my command. Use my fancy patter on the telephone. When I'm not with you, think of you always. I miss you
on summer nights.
When I'm not with you, think of me always. Love you. Go. I learned my passion in the good old-fashioned school of lover boys. Saloon would do quite nicely. Take me back to yours, that will be fine. Come on and get it.
Ooh, love.
Ooh, fashion lover boy. Ooh, what you do tonight?
Ooh, hey boy.
Everything's alright, just hold on tight. That's because I'm a good old fashioned lover boy.
Going out to Wendy C. That is Good Old Fashioned Lover Boy by Jason Mraz, Mr. A to Z. That comes from the 2005 tribute to Queen called Killer Queen. It's actually one of my favorite songs from that album. Big fan of the older Queen songs. And I think that was on one of the first three or four albums, maybe Sheer Heart Attack or A Day at the Races, A Night at the Opera, one of those very early albums. Before that, you heard L-O-V-E by Fisher, a cover of the Nat King Cole classic, and that's going out to Justin. Well, Tina is with me. It was a little bit of a scare, wondering if Tina was going to have a voice for tonight's Musically Challenged. She's not been feeling well, still not feeling great, but she's mustered up the strength to join me here on the show tonight. How you doing, Tina?
I'm fine. I've mustered enough strength, apparently, to also go play softball tonight.
Yes.
I'm not really feeling like I really want to go or should be going, but...
You're
going to
give it your
all. It's a work-related thing, and I have to go, so...
Your team needs you, right?
Apparently, yeah.
Are they short people? I mean, is it going to be a...
You know, it's interesting how... Every softball team I've ever been on that's co-ed, they're always short females.
Yeah.
So they'll take anybody and everybody, and you get this huge guilt prep, you know, like...
We need women. If you don't play, we have to forfeit.
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, you always kind of feel that, so...
Yeah.
Yes. Hopefully I won't be running much.
Oh, boy. Well, good luck tonight. Well, before
Thanks.
That, how about something that you can definitely help out with? How about Musically Challenged?
Sounds great. Let's get to it.
All right. This one's coming from Carl.
Greetings, Coverville listeners. Brian, Tina.
Hello.
This is Carl from Swanton, Ohio.
Hi,
with
Carl.
My version of Musically Challenged. And the theme to this one is drum riffs. I recall hearing someone do drum riffs once before, so I thought it's time for another one. So all I'm looking for you to identify is the band and the song of each of these samples. Ready?
Ready.
Question one.
Oh, that's Ooh. Phil Collins.
Very good.
I can feel... I can't think of the name of it.
The later da-da-das that you had is the name of the song.
Oh. I can't...
It's In the Air Tonight.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
That one was easy, huh? Okay, question two.
Ooh.
I don't know.
That's not the... That's not the Ringo Starr drum solo on side two. No, it's not Abbey Road. Man, I can't place it. It's definitely from that 60s era, I'm pretty sure.
Sounds so familiar.
It really does, yeah.
No idea.
Okay, we're going to draw a blank on number two.
Okay.
That one probably wasn't so easy. Let's go back to an easy one. So,
great.
Question three.
So, what do you know?
I Kreskin'd that one. That is Ringo Starr's one and only drum solo. I think in the entire history of the Beatles, that was
really?
The only. Yeah, somebody was telling me that was the only drum solo
wow.
he ever did. And that's on side two of Abbey Road and that big medley. It comes right before... and in the... No. It's... what is the name of that? Well, it's the last part of Abbey Road. It's one of those songs. Maybe the end of She's So Heavy or...
Okay.
Yeah, we'll say that.
That sounds great.
That's all the questions I'm asking. Oh. So how did you do?
Wow, Ooh. Three.
The first one should have been really easy. It's Phil Collins from his Face Value album with In the Air. Okay, this one you may have needed to be an old stoner to remember the album version with
That's In a Gata de Vida by Iron Butterfly.
Oh, yeah.
Really long drum solo of Iron Butterflies.
I know this from Less Than Zero soundtrack.
Really?
Yes.
Do they put the single version on there or the extent? It's got to be the single version.
I believe it's just the single.
It would be like 14 minutes long if it was the...
No, not that long.
We should have gotten... Well, I should have gotten that one.
This last one is the Beatles with The End from the Abbey Road album.
The End.
Where they never sing about the end until the end of the song.
And in the end, the love you take is equal to the love you make.
Thanks, Brian, and keep up the good work. And Tina, keep him on his toes. Adios, Coverville listeners, from Carl in Swanton, Ohio.
Thanks, Carl.
Thanks, Carl. I will keep him on his toes.
She does.
I'm all about that.
Yes, you are. That's all I'm going to say about that. All right. Well, that is going to do it for tonight's edition of Coverville. Thank you to Tina for joining me for a very short Musically Challenged.
That's cool.
A good brief one. So that'll get you in the mood for a nice, exciting, cold softball game.
Yes, it'll be exciting.
And thank you to the listeners, to you, for joining me for this edition of Coverville. If you want to get in touch with me, it's very, very easy to do so. You can email me at coverville@gmail.com. You can call the request line at 206-222-COVER. Or you can post a message in the forums, and hopefully soon, back on the weblog at coverville.com. I did an update of the website today to the new version of movable type, and comments aren't working. So the forum is definitely working, and you can call and email me at the aforementioned methods that I just gave you. So that's that. Tomorrow night, yeah, it's already going to be another show. Tomorrow night is going to be the Willie Nelson cover story in honor of his birthday at the end of this month.
Wow.
He's done some really cool covers.
You know, I heard, totally different subject, but yeah. I did hear a Crowded House cover by Jimmy Buffett.
Really? Oh, yes. Weather With You, probably, yes. Right? I have heard that, yeah.
That's good.
I think I've even played it on the show.
I think Willie Nelson will be fun.
Willie Nelson will be a lot of fun. And then Thursday, because it's Take Your Kid to Work Day, Tristan will be coming to the Coverville Studios with me to record a special episode about the covers of Rock Band.
That's true. So Rock Band. If I took him with me, I'd have to kill him.
Yes,
we don't
right.
want to do that.
No, no, we can't.
I'm joking, Tristan.
The look he gave you. All right, that is going to do it for tonight's episode. We'll be back on Tuesday, well, tomorrow night. Until then, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by CacheFly, CacheFly.com.